And then just like making out with boys, I was always just like, why is everybody so obsessed with this? I would
it
do
sucks.
It to report back to my friends and be like, this is what I did. Are you proud of me? Like, we made it to this base. Like,
all right, everyone, this is Maddie Westbrook. We are so deep into my podcast Closet Talk, and today I have a guest that I have been wanting to talk to for so long now. We have Zolita, but it is not your real name.
It's not. No,
it's not.
Sadly.
Your real name is Zoe.
It's Zoe.
It's cute. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love a little good one syllable.
Thank you.
And today we are going to be debriefing on your most popular music videos that I have spent such a long time binging. And I got to actually rewatch some of my favorites over the past couple days because I have been an avid fan for a couple years now. It's been like
years. That
makes
me so happy. Yeah. And you've had my whole cinematic universe on the show already.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I've had all the stars on here. We have Keira Green, who's in Bloodstream.
The latest.
And we've had Tachi, who is in the OG.
The OG trilogy.
Yeah.
You've had Shannon, my roommate.
Your roommate. Oh my gosh, you had your roommate.
I
continuously forget that. Like, I'll forget that y'all are like connected, and then I'll open one of your Snap or like your Instagram stories,
and
you're all together. Like, oh my gosh.
Every time we post something, everyone's like, you're roommates? We've literally been roommates for 3 years.
Whoa. Yeah. I've been roommates with my roommate for around 3 years now.
It's kind of rare to like have that long of a roommateship. That means it's, something's working.
Yeah, something's working. It's special.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Keira didn't like mention. I don't know if she was allowed to mention anything about the music video.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think I prompted it. I was like, hey, what? I always ask, like, what exciting things do you have coming up? And she was like, oh, like, you know, like special projects. Yeah. And then like a week later, the YouTube video drops, like the music video drops. And I literally texted her, like, I saw it, I think a few days after you posted it. I texted her, I was like, you killed that. You didn't even tell me you were going to be
that's
in it.
So
and she
funny.
Was like, oh my gosh, are you just now seeing it? I was like, girl.
That's so funny.
It was really cool. Cause I actually like, I opened YouTube and it was the first thing to pop up.
Yes. And that's a good sign.
Yeah. It was a good sign. And I was like, that kind of looks like Keira.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
And it was.
And it was. I love, love, love the way that you sort of take this, like, you're a very feminine person. I love it about you. And you take this, like, I love that you take such, like, hyper-feminine things, like prom or, like, you know, a beauty pageant. And, like, things that are more stereotypically, like, straight, you know,
straight
quote, unquote. I
spaces.
See this, like, theme, right? And you just turn it gay.
Turn
I love
it gay.
It. I love it.
Take all of my favorite references, all my, like, favorite early 2000s rom-coms and make them gay.
Yes.
And make what I wanted to see. Like what I wish I could have seen. Yeah.
That's exactly like, I feel like the point and why I have like such a broad variety of queer guests is because I think the queer experience is different for everybody.
Yeah.
And you have such like a cool platform and ability to like storytell.
Thank
the
you.
Way that like we can fantasize about these things. Like I wish, I don't know, I never did pageants, but if I ever did pageants,
I would have been making out in the dressing room with
right.
a girl too.
Like, and it's so like, you're both just like feminine people.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
You know, I love that. Like in the video, they were both, you both talked about like, oh my gosh, we aren't supposed to be doing this. Like nobody knows. And like that little jab that you threw at the beginning where you were like, oh, you're the one that keeps secrets.
Yeah.
Like, hinting at the identity thing.
Lying
I was like,
specialty.
I get so invested in it. I don't know how you do it in like 3 to 6 minutes. You just get everyone so captured.
It's so hard to condense all of it. This one was interesting because I wrote like a 12-page script and then I chose the song for it. We shot like a 12-page. So there's a lot more like dialogue scenes that are going to come out soon.
Oh my gosh.
But editing it was so hard. Basically it's a supercut of a 12-page short film, but like getting all the information condensed into the music video was so difficult.
I could only imagine because, you know, on a very, very like distant, minute level to that, I'll make a video, right? And I'll have like an hour's worth of footage.
Yeah.
And then I have to cut it down to 60 seconds.
So hard.
And I'm like, I hate cutting out like a joke that I thought was funny or like a line that I thought was good.
You're killing just, your babies left
just,
and right.
Yeah. Just so for sad. Like the sake of making something shorter.
Yeah.
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 That was the next question I was going to ask was you are a big fan of like sequels, trilogies, you know, like I love that. Like I can watch like a storyline happen throughout your music, throughout like your videos. What's next? Like with this pageant storyline, if you can even say.
Yeah. So I definitely, there's going to be another video of some kind with Keira. First of all, there's more from this video. So, like I said, there's like a lot more dialogue scenes. So basically all the things that you saw in that video, like especially ones where you like saw her lips moving, but there was no sound coming
out.
Was like full, and also like that hotel interlude, like there was like a full like 3 minute scene.
Really?
There's so much more context and like a lot more backstory that that I'll get to start revealing, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to reveal it like episodically on Vertical, which will be cool, like on TikTok.
Oh
and,
my gosh. Yeah. That's great.
And so, yeah, so that's coming. And then I want to do a video that's like following our life post after the pageant.
I love that. I love that, like, you sort of like have these, I don't know if it's a theme or if it's just something like I thought of, but like you have, you know, the original trilogy of somebody I once, somebody I once, we can just bleep it out. And, you know, the first two videos are like seemingly back to back. And then the third one is like a 5 year jump.
Yes.
Are you thinking of doing so the same like theme?
I don't think I'll do a jump this time. Yeah. Yeah. It'll probably be more, a little more back to back, but I love like a right person? Yeah, right person, wrong time. I love that trope so much.
Yes. It feels like an everyday trope. It feels like something like everybody can go through where you feel like you've fallen such like deeply in love with somebody, but like that
the
love.
The timing's not right.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe like, one day.
It's always the like, maybe one day we'll find each other again.
We'll find each other back again. I think that that totally happens.
Yeah? Well, yes. I mean, in your first trilogy, that's what that's exactly what happened. It's usually like you say it, but then you never find it again.
Yes.
Or like, I don't know, it can sort of become this like a bit of a toxic relationship of like, I saw it at the end of your second music video of like somebody I f***ed once. It was like, oh, we love each other, but we just can't do this.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
It's cool that they found each other again, because then it's like, oh my gosh, happy ending.
And it's like, oh, I get to like grow apart and like grow as individuals and then come back together. And then it could still work when you come back together, like as these new people. I love that idea. It's very romantic.
It's so romantic.
Yeah. For Bloodstream, I was super inspired by, I don't know if you know the story of like, of Miss Puerto Rico, Miss Argentina in the Miss Universe pageant. They were secretly dating and got married recently, like revealed they were married a few years ago.
Really?
And I was just like,
wait,
that's
I did see that
story I want to tell. And like, that was what inspired me to make
that was
the
inspo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this might be like a super big long shot, because obviously like you're a musician, you do music, but you have like such a like just way of storytelling. That's just fantastic. Would you ever produce like a film that features your music to like tell the story?
It's in the works, actually.
I was gonna say that tone makes it
sound. Is in the works. I turned somebody I f***ed once into a feature script, and that's now being like shopped around. So
who's like somebody or multiple people that you have in mind, like who's like your dream cast?
It's so hard. I don't know who like the teens are right now, who are like the, maybe you could help me.
Oh my gosh, maybe I could.
Like, who would be good to cast?
Just as like a, I'm biased because they were great, but Tachi is fantastic.
Oh my
I would
God.
Love
yeah.
Le- like, yeah. love to see them in like a full version of that. But oh my gosh, I mean, I think the first thing that comes to mind is like the new Percy Jackson series, but like those are all like straight little 15-year-olds. So I'm not over here like, oh, you should cast them.
Yeah.
Who am I? Like, oh my gosh, Sydney Sweeney. I think she's big right now. She's a good name. She's a good name right now.
I might want to cast like actual high schoolers.
I think, oh, true.
You know?
Yes, that'd be great.
Or
I think she did. I'm spacing on the name of the show, but I think Sydney Sweeney actually did play a gay character in a show.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
I can picture exactly it.
Blanking. Yeah.
And she was like 19 and the girl was like 14 or something. So a little
in real life?
In real life. a little dicey there. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like, makeout scenes and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh my gosh. Scandal.
Yeah. Scandalous.
I don't know any like teenage.
But yeah. Think on it.
I
and get
think
back
about
to me
it.
Because that's definitely, I'm very excited to start that process. I'm really excited to get to fully just direct a project that I'm not in. I'll have a little cameo. I'll sing at the prom.
A little Stan Lee moment where you're like in every piece that you make, but you're not like
yes, but
main
I'm not
character.
The main. Yeah.
That must be nice to like sit back and really like control your work in the way that you like always wanted to. Because I'm sure like the multitasking of being
it's
in
so
your
hard.
Own things and then also being like, wait, this isn't how I want it.
No,
or,
it's so
I think
hard.
It looks different. Yeah. What do you see like in the future, I guess, for these music videos? Is this like your main project that you're working on right now as a pageant series, or do you have anything else?
Yeah, so I mean, the film for sure. I kind of have started to see all these music videos as little proof of concepts for feature films. So I hope this just turns into like a feature film factory, basically.
Yeah.
Sapphic feature film factory, and just continue to, you know, do it with all of the people that I do it with now. I have like a fully queer crew, and I've been working with like all the same people for years and years, and they're all friends and besties. And so
that's
to
so
get
cute.
To like do this on a bigger scale and like actually make feature films together will be so cool.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. Is there anything like looking back in your music videos? I mean, I don't know. I think they're all like perfection. I think the casting is great. I think like the setting is great. The music's great. All of it. I love. And again, the storytelling aspect. Is there anything like you look back and maybe you're like your earlier projects or something like you just released where you're like, okay, I wish I would have done this like a little bit differently. Changed it. Yeah, like anything.
Oh, gosh. Well, in my music video, Holy.
Okay.
I get hung at the end. That was a little crazy. I don't know. Part of me is like, maybe, yeah, maybe that wasn't the best. It was very like the gays being killed trope.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I was also in my early 20s and I was like, that was how I was feeling. So I don't know if I would fully change it. Part of me sometimes is like, maybe I would change that.
Yeah.
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 Not the best message. Now I'm rewriting that wrong. I'm like doing a lot of happy endings in all of my videos now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty intense.
That was a pretty intense imprint.
Yeah. Is that the music video where like
the schoolhouse,
the main guy was supposed to be the headmaster, failed. And then you just picked a guy that was just sitting there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I love that one. That was a really good one. I mean, I really like the symbolism that you use and like the crescent moons and like the the crosses around the circle. Yes, I knew you'd probably have that somewhere. Yeah. I like that. It's like a little like
my symbol,
Easter
egg.
Yeah, it's like in all of your videos.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, for people who don't know, what does that like represent?
So it's four Venus symbols around two crescent moons. And it's just a symbol that I created. My fan base, the Cult of Girls. Now I feel like it's kind of shifted. But yeah, so it kind of just represented that, like sisterhood and the triple goddess symbol. And yeah.
Well, it's beautiful. And thank I love you. It. Obviously, I have so many more questions about your music and your videos and everything. But today, we are going to play a game. It's going to be hard for me, to be honest, because I'm a person of many words. But we're going to take each of your music videos and say only four words that we think represents the music video. I already have one in the bag.
Hell yeah.
But for all of the other ones, I will be making it up on the spot.
On the spot.
I was trying to think of like just four words, but I feel like they each tell such a like a impactful and powerful story. It's hard to just... four words.
Shove it into four words.
But I'm excited. We should get into it. So the very first video that we are going to deep dive into is the first video you've ever put out.
Yes.
And it was Explosion.
Explosion.
In 2015.
Uh-huh. I could kiss it, but your lips taste better. You could kiss it, but my words are sweeter. Explosion.
And
so long ago.
It was so long ago. And I think for me personally, no access to the internet in 2015. You know, to be honest, that music video is definitely something I would have rewatched over and over and over and over again at 15.
Yeah.
Because there was very little sapphic lesbian content out on the internet at that point.
Sparse out there.
Very.
Yes.
Good words. Yes,
sparse.
Love that word. Yeah. Rolls out the tongue very nicely. How was your very first time directing something?
So I was at NYU at the time and it was like a project for a class and it was, I had written this song and about being in love with my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And when I put that video out, I wasn't expecting, I didn't have like an audience at all. And I wasn't, didn't expect anything to happen. And then it so luckily got into the algorithm and started playing after Girls Like Girls by Hayley Kiyoko, which iconic music video.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was very, very lucky for that. And also Ghost by Halsey, I think was at the same time. So like all those like sapphic videos kind of started like playing after each other. But it was so cool to start seeing like everybody in the comments being like, oh my God, like I had the same experience. I was unrequitedly in love with my best friend.
Yeah.
And like, this was so healing for me. And that was my like big aha moment of like, oh, like this is what I want to do. I want to tell queer stories and like tell stuff that resonates with other queer people. And but yeah, it was really cool putting out that first video.
Yeah. How was it? Like, you know, some of the scenes are like pretty intense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say borderline pornographic, but there, we're there. Like, how was that? Like, well, first of all, it was a project for a class.
Yeah.
What were you majoring in?
Film.
Film.
Yeah.
So did you ever think you'd be getting into music?
Music was always something that I did for fun, but it wasn't the thing that I thought was going to be the main thing.
Right.
But then I just like, I love music videos so much. I love that they like Lady Gaga's music videos are the ones that like really made me love music videos.
I can see the inspiration in there a little bit.
So just like cultural moments, like everybody would like stop what they were doing to watch the Gaga video, you know? And there's so much, you can like pack such a punch in like a short amount of time and also like reach so many people. Whereas like with feature films, like to get people to sit down and watch an hour and a half, it is harder.
Yes.
You know, it takes a lot longer too. Yeah. So I made it for class.
You know, I had no idea like that yeah. film background, like that's what you were pursuing it for. So that makes total sense. The reason why all of your projects are so well produced.
Yes. But, and now the music is also just as important as the visuals, but I think that they kind of go hand in hand. Like it's one has never been more mm-hmm. important than the other.
Did you get an A?
Yeah. I did. I got an A.
A plus. Yeah.
I got an A plus. It.
That's awesome. So the feedback was generally positive.
Yes.
So was there any like negative pushback that maybe you experienced that you were like, damn, maybe I shouldn't like pursue this?
I never got negative pushback on like the queer nature of any of my stuff. Mm-hmm. I think if anything, maybe there was, but it was like either filtered out or like I just would ignore it because it was just like, okay, I know this is coming from like,
yeah,
just whoever this is coming from, I don't care about their opinion. And I would say majority of the commentary has always been like so positive because it's been from other queer people that have like seen themselves in it.
Yeah.
And that's like, that will just always take, you know, be the thing that I focus on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like the only negative feedback I've ever gotten has just been stuff, just like the stuff that everybody gets,
the
right?
Homophobic
it's
about,
like the way you look or the way, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like comments on like your body or on stuff that if you put yourself out there on the internet, you're going to get that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks, but like you kind of get used to it.
I think like very like, you know, the undertone throughout the video is like, maybe this also is just me like peering in a little too hard, but like the religious background
of a lot of,
you know, sad things that a lot of queer people experience, you know, throughout the religion. I've experienced it. I went to a bit of a Catholic high school and then like over the summers. And then I just went to a Catholic private university for college and those experiences.
Where'd you go to college?
University of Portland.
Okay.
Which you'd think Portland is so liberal, but the University of Portland's like on the bluff. It's on like the outskirts and it's like a Catholic university.
Okay.
Those are like a very intense experience for me. You know, we had like, I would go to mass 3 times a week and then, you know, there'd be like pro-life club promos after that. And then I'd be like, I didn't know the difference. Like, I didn't know. I feel like I started, like, learning more, way more about the world at 20 years old than I did at, like, you know, 18, 19. I was just so beyond sheltered. The underlying tones of, like, you know, what throughout that video, like, what's, like, your religious background and how you've implemented that in your video?
So I grew up atheist, which I feel which I feel like that's why I've been so interested in just religious imagery and, like, in religion in general. I feel like, because I was like, I grew up, you know, not with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like when I was in my teens, I was a bit of a religious tourist and was like just trying everybody, like just would go to like my friend's Shabbat dinner and then would go to like a youth group, like the church, and then would like go to like a Buddhist temple. Like would I was just so curious about religion and then became more about spirituality. And I feel like once I found like, okay, I can be spiritual. I don't have to be like, you know, ascribe to like a religion, but I can just kind of take things that I love and be a spiritual person.
Yeah.
That's where all the witchcraft kind of stuff
I was going to say, you're a self-proclaimed witch.
Yes. Yeah.
How's that experience? When did you decide that was like the experience you were going to go with?
When I found Wicca and like just in paganism, I was like, oh my God, like I loved the idea that it was like taking all the power away from like this external God and putting it back in yourself. I mean, like, oh, I am the one with the power.
Okay.
I loved that about it. And I loved also that it like had so much to do with nature and like the power of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I first got into it, it was so heavily in my work, like visually, because I was so obsessed and I was so like, okay, I want this to be my whole entire thing. But throughout time, I feel like now it's more subtly in my life, but I don't necessarily feel like I need to have it be my entire aesthetic.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that makes total sense. I feel like I kind of resonate with like the exploring throughout religion as well, because I was minoring in theology.
Oh,
I thought
cool.
I had like switched into like a theologian like
minor
because I was just so interested in it. I would go to like an Episcopalian church on the weekends. It was on a Saturday and I went, it was a funny story. I went with my friend for the very first time to this Episcopalian church and I had never even heard of it before. And so we walk in and I sit down and this woman comes out and starts, you know, preaching. And I was like, where's the priest? And she was like, that's the priest. And I was like, that's the priest. Cause I had never seen a female priest before. I was like, just dumbfounded.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just, that was the first time that it really like unlocked in my brain, like Catholicism and heavy Christianity.
It's
like
they're
not the only option. They're not the only one. Mm-hmm. And, that's when my, like, I don't know, Catholic roots started to like shift a little bit and like me starting to ask like the bigger, broader, major questions of like what I fundamentally believe in. Obviously now I'm just like, okay.
Have you moved away completely from religion?
Yeah. I moved moved away just because of the trauma. It's too, yeah, it's too intense for me. I can't walk into a church without like
having almost like so a much like
physical reaction. Heaviness. Yeah, because I feel like once I left, I'll remember the day so vividly when I was physically driving away from the university. I had this moment in the back of my head where I was like, "I'm never going back here. Yeah. I'm never going to put myself through this experience ever again." Yeah. And that kind of made me feel like I had a lot more control over my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've moved into more like spirituality, being just connected to like your own self rather than something greater. But then I believe in like the stars, the universe, you know, stuff like that. And I'm just continuing to educate myself on like those things every day. But definitely. I don't have like a very specific niche that I'm a part of.
Yeah. Wait, what's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, nice. What's your birthday?
My birthday is September 2nd.
Okay. Yeah. Sweet. I'm the first day of Libra, so I'm very Virgo as
well. Okay.
I'm like Virgo Libra cusp rising as well.
Yeah.
A lot of Virgo.
Yeah. I've got the perfectionist in me. Like, yeah. To a T. Oh. That's something that I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
I need to calm down. Like, that's why, like, you mentioned my tattoos. Like, they need to be, like perfectly spaced out. And, like, that's why, like, this space has been here for so long. If something doesn't geometrically fit here so perfectly, and, like, it's not going there.
No, it works. It really works. Yeah. I like it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Tattoos. Yes. I just have little baby ones everywhere. Like a J for my best friend, Capricorn for my siblings, tiny little tattoos. But I'm getting a tramp stamp next week. I'm very excited.
I feel like they're back. I think back tattoos are back.
Yes.
Like I've been like thinking about like a back piece.
Yeah.
Just I've been seeing a lot of videos about it. I just can't find like the one. Uh-huh. I don't think I'm like a floral back tattoo type of person.
Yeah.
I don't think I have. Oh, I do. I have one flower on me.
Rose,
forgetting my own tattoos. Yeah. But that's like the main thing I type in. I'm a Pinterest girly. Yeah. I love Pinterest to the core.
Incredible.
And whenever I'm like, oh, I need tattoo inspiration, I literally just go into Pinterest and I'm like, tattoo, and then I like, take inspiration like, from there.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of these have been like pretty custom, and like all of them are pretty meaningful. Yeah,
they're so good.
Yeah, thank you. I have like a shop here that I go to. I don't really have like an artist. Yeah. I'll text my shop and I'll be like, hey, when can I come in? And they're like, whenever you want. And I'm like, give me someone good. And then they always match me with the right person.
So nice.
It's super nice. I've been going to the same one for like 3
What's
years
it called?
Now. Generation 8 Tattoo.
Okay.
On Melrose. Cool. So could you give me four words?
That four you words.
Encapsulate.
All right, I was thinking about this.
Yeah, I am right now. I generally can't.
Okay. Baby gay, unrequited love.
Yeah.
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 That was my, like, awakening times. That was, like, when I was first coming out. And
would it be crazy if I was like, oh, the gay best friend? No, I'm kidding. that's exactly what it means. Yeah. I feel like it is such a baby gay experience.
Mm-hmm.
I have, like, words for the next one that I think also apply to this one, but I can't use it on this one. queer Jesus. You did portray that a little bit. Queer Jesus in action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matching up the women.
Perfect.
That's my takeaway. Moving on to the next one. I'm so excited.
Four words for somebody I f***ed once.
Yes. Four words.
Wow. Somebody I f***ed once is four words. That's funny.
Those are my four words.
Yeah. I'm kind of hooked on you and in my mood for an obsession. Mine is my high school fantasy. My personal high school fantasy.
You're like, let's throw another one in there. That was three. Mine is the lesbian canon event.
Oh, but I love that.
Specifically for the second in the trilogy, the second video.
Uh-huh.
Because the first video is just the fantasy, right? It's just what you said. It's like, oh my gosh, like you don't know how badly, like, that video resonated with me so hard because when I was 17, I think I had like my first like real relationship, you know, somebody that like, you know, I went on dates with and I wasn't just like hanging around with at school, you know?
Yeah.
And we couldn't go to prom together. I was in a very conservative area. Yeah. And so we both had to like coordinate with guys about who would ask who so that we could go with the guys in the same group, but then go with each other.
God.
Yeah. And it's
a movie.
It sucked, you know, and it was like, you know, the guys like were the one, like, you know, you take the picture with the guy and like your, you know, your girlfriend's behind it. And it's just, it's like, it's like, it was so sad. And it, you know, it was the only way that we were able to really be around each other during prom. And like prom is prom, you know, everybody should have a prom experience. Everybody should go to prom with their partner. And like, especially at like 17, that age is just so like special. Uh-huh. You know, you have all of your like.
You'll never get it again.
You'll it's never like get one, it again. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, you're closing out your teenage years at prom.
Yeah.
And then you're just going with like a dude just to be around your girlfriend. And it just sucks. And so the, seeing that video is like, that's like what I.
Experience that you that's had. That's the yeah. fantasy.
100%. Yeah. And obviously Tachi is cast in
yes.
that. How do you go about casting your obviously queer cast?
Yes. Yeah. Queer cast. Very important. That was such a crazy experience because Tachi wasn't originally the person that was going to play it.
Really?
And Tachi got cast like 3 days before the video was shooting. And yeah, so originally I had written it. I was like head over heels crushing on this pottery gay on TikTok. I don't, you've probably gotten her. She was like all over TikTok for a certain amount of time. Okay. And
you know what? I think I can, I think
you,
I know.
Could you picture her?
I can picture her, but yeah. I don't know her name.
Very hot. Anyways. Yeah. Was kind of seeing her for a second and okay. like wrote it, wrote this whole thing as like, I just wanted to be around her. And I was like, I'm yeah. going to cast her so she can be forced to hang out with me.
That's funny. And that makes sense.
And yeah. And so she was originally going to be playing herself pretty much.
Oh my gosh. Cause you did have the pottery.
It was a pottery.
Scene.
Yes. That was where the whole pottery thing came like, from. Like I wrote it I literally, for you. She taught, she like didn't gave me a lesson in real life. Like that was based on a reality real, that had happened so in my life. And then she dropped out a week before and I was freaking out and I was like, she had like a situation happen, mm-hmm. but for the best, because yeah. then when I was freaking out and I was like, okay, oh my God, who's going to play this character? Like we're shooting in a few days. I can't change the whole, I can't change the date of the shoot. My little sister, Luna, is good friends with Tachi.
Really?
From YouTube world. Okay. And yeah, and I was on the phone with my sister and I was like, what do I do? And she was like, wait, Tachi's going to be in town that weekend because she was looking at places because she was living in Maui at the time.
Okay.
And yeah, so I just DM'd and Tachi had DM'd me like months before being like, I love your videos. If you ever need someone to be in your videos, let me know. And so I already like had knew that. And yeah, so I just DM'd Tachi and was like, what are you doing this weekend? Do you want to be in a music video?
Whoa.
Crazy serendipitous like universe experience.
Yeah.
Because yeah, it never would have been a series without her.
Like no.
literally never would have been.
Well, it's fantastic. I mean,
yeah.
That's actually hilarious. I feel like I was like so ready for like the, oh my gosh, it was so planned out, like the queer people that I yeah. wanted in my video. Oh, that's no. great though. I mean, Tachi's fantastic.
It really like was the universe.
Obviously, like in every video, you're kissing people.
Yeah.
good for you.
Thank you Love so it. Much.
How do you like direct those scenes?
Yeah,
while
direct
also
my
being
own kissing
a part
scenes.
Of them.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty, we talk about them a lot mm-hmm. before and like exactly what's going to happen. And it's like, okay, like I'm going to move my head this way. Then you're going to move your head this way. Also, it's like, what are you comfortable with?
Right.
First of all, a lot of conversation and communication about what's happening. And then I also have like a lot of people on set, like Shannon's always on set,
really?
Creative directing. And she's like basically in my brain and like knows exactly what I want. And is because I can't be looking at the monitor. I'm like
right.
on camera. She's there to be like, okay, like have, you know, you guys should do this. Do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And make sure also that everybody's comfy and
cozy.
Yeah. It's usually pretty choreographed. I would say the only one that wasn't that choreographed was Single in September, which was the second one in the Somebody I F***ed Once trilogy, because it was so montage. It was just me and Tachi like running around and like making out everywhere. So that one was just like, yeah, that was so fun because we were on such a high because Somebody I F***ed Once had gone so viral and that was like having such a moment and everybody was like wanting us to be together. And
yeah,
so when we were shooting Single in September, that was like in the middle of all of that. So we were
right.
like on a high and we're just like,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I should probably have an intimacy coordinator. Probably will on future videos.
There are those that exist. I've seen a couple clips about those. I think those are like, that's such an interesting
it's
job.
It's an interesting job, yeah.
It must be very, very interesting. But I'm glad you have somebody like Shannon who can sort
yes.
of like understand your brain so well. I
yes.
feel like I have a friend who kind of like reads my mind too. So it's really,
so
really
nice
helpful.
To have. And we also live together. So it's like, she'll hear about me talk about a project for like months and months and months before, and she like knows exactly what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So then she's able to like make sure it gets carried out.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic.
It's cool.
And yeah, the reason I said the lesbian canon event is because the second video in the trilogy,
yeah,
it's of like, you know, the summer before college. And I was in a relationship the summer before I went to college.
It's such a thing.
And it's so real because my brother is a year older than me. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the summer before he went off to college, all of his friends were like, oh, yeah, I have a girlfriend. We're going to date until the end of the summer and then just break up. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you're just going to date and then break up? Like, wouldn't you just constantly be thinking about the fact that you aren't going to be together?
Yeah.
And then you mentioned that in the video.
Yes. Yes. And I think like in the dialogue.
And then, you know, you break up and then you're like, nah, I can't do this. I miss you. And then you do the long distance thing. And that's why I say as a candidate, every gay person in the world has done long distance.
Do it.
Long distance because you think that's the love of your life. And then it just tears you apart because you can't be together.
Yeah.
It also is hard because I think, you know, my college experience as well, I went and I wanted to finally break out of my shell. I wanted to learn new things about myself. And it was hard when I had a girlfriend who was like, FaceTime me. And I'm like,
You wanted to hold you back from your experience of like of the present. Yeah. It was definitely based on my own experience of, but my experience happened later. It was in college. Mm-hmm. And she was like my first love and like love of my life. And she moved to Berlin to study abroad. And then she like ended up just staying there. And we, for a long time, it was so like, had this like long distance thing of like, okay, one day, you know,
it's so hard. I had the like one day thing with like first person that I ever dated actually when I was like 14. I ended up cutting them off like last year.
Oh my god.
I know.
Recent.
It was like 8 years of us being
like it literally was always like 8 years.
Not talking when we're that long. Yeah. Not talking like in a relationship because obviously you don't talk to other people.
Yeah.
You know? And then we would talk like when we weren't in a relationship.
Yes,
exactly. One of us would get into a relationship. So then it was like blah, 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 blah.
And they're like, I can't talk to you anymore. My girlfriend doesn't want me to talk to you.
Yes. I've had that exact conversation.
And then when you break up, you're like, hi.
You're like, oh my gosh, like how have you been? You know?
Yeah,
and then I was like, oh gosh, this toxic circle
it's so
of like
classic.
I feel like I couldn't be just in a relationship with that like the security of somebody else. It's so toxic. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm cutting you off.
Yeah.
Like was swiping up on my stuff and they were like, hey. And I was like, I cannot do this. And so I sent the like, this was cute when we were 15.
Yeah.
But it's not cute when we're 20.
Good
you
for
know?
You. It's hard to cut.
Super hard. And that's why I was like, I'm always gonna wish the best for you.
Yeah.
But it's just like we've had like our chances,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not just like a chance, like, oh man, we missed the chance. We've had chances multiple to get this right and we just couldn't. So something has to be wrong. Let's just
give it up.
Did you write the like ending of that trilogy,
mm-hmm.
like with the hopes of like, that's what would have happened with your person?
Yes, definitely. That was like almost that. Yeah, that's what I hoped would have happened. It didn't happen. I like ended up finding and I had, you know, another love story after that. Yeah. That definitely was like my what I hoped would have happened, but then the right thing ended up happening, which is somebody else.
Yeah,
you know
that makes it. That
the right person comes around.
Yeah, and the most unexpected times.
Yeah, but I'm still a romantic, and I love the concept of
I love the happy endings.
Oh, like, I love a happy ending, and there's not enough of them for a queer woman. There's just not.
There's not.
It's always like a period piece or somebody is dying or sick
or hanging themselves in a church.
Yeah.
The next video that we will be giving four words to is Ashley.
Oh, Ashley. Oh, Ashley. Oh, Ashley. Yeah, I would die happy. Oh, Ashley.
I want to know, so is she real? Is that like a real
Ashley?
Name like you've experienced?
Yes. It's the middle name of my ex-girlfriend.
Smart.
Yeah.
That way you're not throwing the bone like too far.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, it's kind of real. Also, I'm like, it's such a good name to rhyme with. Like,
yeah, I heard that first chorus and I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's such like a, that was so good. Like it just flowed so well.
Yeah.
Do you know your four words?
For Ashley? Okay. Oh, no.
Okay, go.
First love never dies.
That's like the theme of the video.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's so much better than mine. I was going to be like, the farmhouse love story.
That too.
Because why were y'all on tractors?
Oh, that's that. Yeah, that too. That too.
Was there like a nugget of like, that's how you were raised or you've experienced life on a farm?
No, not really.
Well, where the
I was raised, I'm a horse girl. I'm a horse girl. Big horse girl. Yeah, I was raised definitely at the stables.
Okay.
So there's that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And my dad lives on a ranch now. So that's where we shot it.
Yeah.
And so there was nuggets of that. It was so cool. That one was awesome because we like cast little versions of us.
I love that.
It was so fun.
I'm always like thinking about who I would want to play as like little me, but there's not like a child actor.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
It's like, but how was that experience like
so
searching
cool.
for your little you?
It was hard. It took a long time. We shot the older versions of us. I mean, me. We shot us. We shot us in,
yeah.
It was like July, and then we shot the younger versions in November. So also you can see like the leaves change, which is kind of cool. It was so fun. Working with kids is so fun because they have no inhibitions. They're just, they're like doing whatever.
Joyful.
And they're so joyful and like they're not embarrassed and they just are, it's like little actors.
Yeah.
So
did
fun.
You give your like co-star the opportunity to like cast her own or like look
no.
for hers? You just were like, this is you. And she was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like moving at the same.
But it was like, obviously May has such a unique specific look, and I was like, I need to get that right, and I feel like I did.
You did,
and she said I did too. So that's I got approval.
No, I think you did. I think you did fantastic.
But the one who played little me, Kayla, she like really studied my videos and was like studying my man. She was such a little professional. She like studied my mannerisms and like she got it so right.
Yeah,
I don't know. I loved it. Yeah, and also just getting to direct and like not be in it on those scenes and stuff, so fun.
Yeah, that must have been an was that the first experience that you like had like just being
doing
so,
that
like, separate?
There always are scenes in the videos where I'm like not in and I get to purely direct, but that was the first time where it was like just a few days of literally me not in it and like, waking up and being like, I don't have to like put on makeup and hair today, like I just get to direct. So fun.
I love the concept of like first love never dies, and I think that's why it was so hard to let go of my first love, because it was like there's just something so raw and
the
pure.
The first time you experience it, there's nothing else will ever.
You have nothing holding you back.
Yeah,
you know, you've never experienced like the gut wrenching pain of heartbreak.
The first heartbreak is insane. The first queer heartbreak is insane.
It's crazy.
There's nothing like it.
No, it literally is the most.
You think
like,
you'll never love again? You're like,
no. And it's also like you are. I don't think you learn how to be healthy until you've been in enough toxic relationships.
Yeah.
Like the codependency of like
so
what I feel
true.
Like a lot of queer people go through.
Yeah.
You know, us just always being like, okay, we'll always have each other no matter what we go through with somebody else. And it was like, okay, that's not normal.
No, no.
You shouldn't be doing that.
But again, the concept of first love never dies may be like not the healthiest concept, but it's like a romantic one that I love.
And the trope. The trope
again,
is
the same trope. It's like
the healthy trope is cute.
Yeah.
The healthy trope is cute, but definitely like it can turn toxic very easily.
I wonder if it's I don't think that's actually happened to anybody in my real life.
Like
it's happened for you. Like people that have like their first love has come back around, and it's like
not in a healthy way, I would
no.
say. Not in a healthy way. I mean, I've definitely heard of people's like first loves just being all consuming to the point where it's like, I know currently people who just can't let their first love go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get it, girl.
Yeah.
Please, he's not the one.
There's someone better
like,
out
he's
there.
He's not the one for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's a two-part series, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that one.
Ruin My Life.
And,
Yeah.
Like, is there a first love that you're holding on to that you're like, I would crash your wedding, girl?
Ooh. Oh, my God. Is there a first love? No, I'm not holding on anymore. I was for a really long time.
Yeah.
I would say until my last relationship. My last relationship, like, got me over that first. Like, I was holding on to that first love for a really long time. I think it took like being in love and being in a really healthy, like genuinely being like in a very healthy relationship to be like, oh, this is what it's supposed to be like. Not that first one. That first one wasn't actually all I thought it was.
Yes.
So yeah, grateful for that. I would love to be invited.
Really?
I don't know if I would crash, but like I would love to be invited. It'd be fun to see.
Be the hot ex.
Yeah.
No, that sounds
exactly
fun.
Show up, stunt, and something cool. I don't know.
I mean, I think you saved her in the video from the toxic relationship.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. Yeah, I saved her. Yeah. No, it was so hard because it's like in movies, it's usually like Imagine Me and You, that you know that movie? Have you seen it?
Yeah.
If I would have cast a guy, I think, if it was like she was getting married to a guy, like I feel like people would have been like, yeah, f*** him. But because it was a woman, people are like, oh my God, what? Like, that's so mean.
Why would you do that? Oh my gosh, I was just about to ask you about this. Like, since it's like a queer relationship, you don't want another queer person ruining it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's such a Hallmark thing where she's like, gonna marry the jerk jock, yes, but then the cute little computer
nerd. So I wanted
to
do something a little different. I didn't want it to be so, like, cliche.
Yeah. You couldn't be stealing her away from a healthy relationship. You needed to be stealing her away from,
yes,
like, a,
and
really
it's hard to show
one,
that it was a toxic relationship in that short amount
that
of time.
I was gonna say, the whole time she was a bitch. Yeah, like, the whole time she was just awful.
And it's so hard because Madeline, who plays her, Madeline Ford, is so, like, lovely and sunshine. I was like, how do I make her look, like, toxic and bad? Like,
well, you did a great job. I've experienced, like, I don't know how you do it. In like 5 seconds, you can pack so much in.
Jam it all in.
And then obviously, like, did you have that, like, a first childhood love?
I didn't. And I think I wish I did. It was almost healing for me to, like, shoot that because it took me so long to realize that I was gay because there wasn't enough representation.
Right.
So I think that was for me. I always wish, I was like, oh, I wish I was, like, I knew sooner because I wish I had, like, a childhood love situation, or like, I wish I had, like, a high school love situation. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody once too was like me healing, like, almost.
Okay.
Like, I wish I got to have that experience. Like, go to prom with a girl. Like, I actually did go to prom with a girl, but it was a friend.
Sure.
But, like, I did. Like, I wish I went to prom with, like, a girl I was actually, like,
you were with.
Was with or had a crush on. And,
You didn't like her?
Fine.
Yeah.
I did. But it was definitely, that was very unrequited. Like, she was very straight. Yeah. I feel like that is a lot of my videos is me healing past versions of myself, or like me getting to do, like,
that's so therapeutic.
Show what I didn't get to have in my real life, you know?
Yeah, no, that must be so healing and
so,
like,
nice,
therapeutic, and like, especially because you have control over it, you can literally just be like, this happened, that was real.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I edit it too. I have so much control. I can show exactly what I want.
How is editing your own things?
I can't imagine doing it any other way. Like, I need to do it myself.
I get that.
Yeah.
Anything
so perfectionist vibes.
Yes. Like, anything I film, it's edited in my hands. Like, I can't just send it off to somebody and hope they see the vision.
I don't know. They're not going to know exactly what's in my head. No. Like, I'm going to have to carry it out myself.
Yeah. Do you see, like, little hints when you look back at your childhood where you're like, I should have known and I didn't?
Oh, yeah. Probably my obsession with Avril and, like, showing up to school in, like, a tie
Megan
and
Fox.
Hat and, like, oh, my God, Megan Fox. Yeah. I remember watching, like, if I would watch Twilight or, like, The Last Song or, like, any of those, like, romance movies with straight couples, I would always try to, like, put myself, like, picture myself in the couple with the guy and try to, like, fantasize. And I'd be like, something's missing. Mm-hmm. Like, and then I'd be like, okay, like, what if the girl's included? Then I'd be like, okay, like, that's better. Like, okay, the three of us, I guess. Like, and then it became like,
we can all hang out.
We can all hang out. But whenever I would try to take the girl away and, like, picture myself with the guy, I was like, something's missing. What is it? Why does this not feel right? Yeah. And then just, like, making out with boys, I was always just like, why is everybody so obsessed with this? I would
it
do
sucks.
It to report back to my friends and be like, this is what I did. Are you proud of me? Like, we made it to this base. Like, it literally was just so I could go tell my girlfriends and be like,
that's so funny. Yeah. I don't know. I'd think about, like, getting home and what I was going to eat for dinner if I was ever kissing a guy. Like, I'd never be like,
literally,
so
yes.
I'd never
yes.
be like, taken away or anything.
Yes.
The first time I kiss a girl, I feel like my head just exploded.
Oh my God, time stops. Like,
yeah.
Like,
no, that's time
whole body's
stops.
Alive.
You feel like you're, like, in control of the universe.
Electric.
Yeah.
The best feeling ever. I feel like that's still, I still get that feeling.
Me too.
Like, when I like somebody.
Yes. That, like, gosh, just the energy buzz.
Oh my God.
And, like, the tension.
Yeah.
Oh my, I
feel alive.
Love it. I love it. Especially, like, I don't know. I know a lot of people, like, my close friends are like, I hate the early stages of the relationship where, like,
I love it.
I love
it. Oh my God.
Yeah. The,
it's the best
just
feeling.
the like, oh my gosh, do they like me? Do they like me not? Sort of thing. Yeah.
Oh,
love
it's
it.
So fun.
So fantastic.
All right.
Bloodstream. 2024. Released on
last week.
Released on last week.
Released on last week. One week ago today.
Oh my gosh, my four words for Bloodstream. I can't do only four words. My gay childhood fantasy. For sure.
Love that.
For sure.
I love that. I love
for
that.
For sure.
I was gonna say lesbian miscongeniality fantasy.
I loved it.
Thank you.
I'll tell the little story again of how I first saw it. I opened YouTube and I popped up and I was like, oh my gosh, that Kira. Girl looks like Kira. And then I clicked on it and I watched like 30 seconds and I was like, that's yes. Kira. Like, that's there Kira. She is, killing it. And I DM'd her and was like, crushed yes. it. And she was like, oh my gosh, did you just now see it? I was like, yes, girl. It's fantastic. I'm so glad to know that there's more of that coming.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a fantastic base for like something I feel like
Thank
could
you.
Be a very interesting story in the future. Again, touching on that like pageants, like beauty pageants, just yes. such like the core of like hyper femininity
uh-huh, and such and a heteronormative world,
such a heteronormative yeah. world where like grown men are judging like young girls yeah. and it's just like yeah. weird and gross.
Oh my god,
I love that you just crashed in the dorm and fantastic. I don't know, the tension was great, like the just chemistry between you two is fantastic.
Kira's and, the best.
Yeah, I feel like Kira yeah. has that just natural chemistry with
oh my
people.
god,
like totally. She came in and we were just like vibing as this is great.
Yes, like, fantastic. Yes, yes. Yeah. And she was such a perfect energy. I feel like it also kind of mirrored, like the video mirrored her real life a little bit.
Yes.
In
Always
multiple ways.
Being in the spotlight.
But she's yeah, and she's also like in Love Island, right? Love Island is such a heteronormative show. And she paired up with a girl and like yeah. it chose a girl and like that it kind of like the video kind of mirrored that in a yeah. fun way.
I loved yeah. it. Is it a trilogy or like what are you thinking?
I don't know, not a trilogy.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But definitely more to come.
Right.
Yeah.
Since that's
yeah.
like a lot of your videos are such a fantastic yeah. base for like, you know, we talked about a little bit of like filmmaking.
Yes.
Like
yes.
the core story mm-hmm. there. Do you think that this is probably the one that you're going to turn into
besides somebody I think I would. Yeah. I think that there needs to be a pageant movie. Like Miss Congeniality
that blew my mind.
Also like came out so long ago and no one's remade it. So I'm like, yeah. what if I remade that and remade it gay?
Yes.
That would be cool.
Yes. That'd yeah. be fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's like your dream.
That's my dream.
Yeah.
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 When did that idea first come to you? Like have you ever been in a pageant where you were like, I think this is something I need to like express?
So it was the beauty pageant girl, is Miss Puerto Rico and Argentina.
Yeah.
I was always so fascinated by pageants, but I definitely did not grow up
yeah.
in beauty pageants. But like Toddlers and Tiaras, I remember watching that and being like, this
I remember
is
watching
insane.
That too. No, it's crazy.
It's so crazy.
It's
and
crazy.
Then it's the fact that it's still such a thing. Like for this video, I did a lot of research on just like beauty pageants now and on like girls in the pageant world now and like was on TikTok and like
yeah.
looking at people's like day in the life pageant girl. Yeah, it's so bizarre that it's still such a thing.
I think it's like a pretty toxic community, like essentially it's like the contest to perfection,
yeah,
like who's the
yeah.
most perfect,
yeah.
right? Do you think that the aura of that has changed like throughout your research?
I feel like a lot of people that are like big proponents of it are like, oh, it gives me so much confidence and it's a scholarship program and I get all of these, I like get all of these things out of it, like mm-hmm. the whole interview, a Q&A process. I mean, some of the questions they ask are really intense. They'll ask like really political questions.
Yeah, they're always.
Do you remember like
loaded.
Watching? Did you ever watch like Miss USA or anything on TV?
I've never been like a pageant. The only thing I heard about pageants,
yeah.
was the two, like
yes,
the women
them.
Getting married.
Okay, gay.
yeah, why well, I heard about it, and I was like, this is fantastic.
You're like, I love that.
I was like, yeah, no. Yeah. All of a sudden, yeah, I'm watching Miss Argentina.
No, they'll ask some really crazy questions. It's like I wouldn't know the answer to that. Like these girls are. I don't know. I'm not sure where I stand.
How did you pick who would have which talent?
Oh, that was fun. Well, Sarah Schauer, who is the funniest comedian, has like an incredible TikTok. She has a Lego. She's obsessed with Legos and has like a Lego show. So like, I was like, okay, I just want you to like bring a Lego set and just do like a monologue, basically just like do a stand-up routine with your Lego set.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what she did, and I can't wait for more of that to come, because since there's
yeah
not sound in the video, but I can't wait for more of that to come out. My sister's a ballerina, and
yeah.
so she did that. Oh, the ribbon dancing for Kira.
Yeah.
I was just like, what is the most like classic just like bullshit like
yeah.
pageant thing?
That's so funny. You probably were like, you're gonna look funny as hell, and
yeah.
then she killed it.
She
and
was
you're
like
great,
beautiful. Yeah. And then of course I was playing guitar and singing. Becca Moore, who's so funny on TikTok and does that whole bit that's like, these are the things for the girls, not the guys.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, I want you to do this, pull out a whiteboard and like
yeah
do I that wish. thing. No, that was so fun. It was so fun casting that video, because I just like basically I was like, I just want to like bring on all these people that I already admire and like we're mutuals with on the internet mm-hmm. and just like have them come into the cinematic universe. And
I love your little fun. Cinematic universe. Yeah. I feel like it's just now, it's like not just now even, like I didn't even realize because I watched it so early on, like somebody I f***ed once.
Yeah.
I watched it, loved it, and was like, wow, that's great. And then I was getting like edits of Tachi and I was like, this is crazy. Like I'm getting edits of like somebody who I'm mutuals with on my For You page. Like it was pretty wild. But I didn't realize how crazy it went. Yeah. Like it went so hard. Like
it changed my life.
Yeah. It really did. It just blew it like out of the water. I saw the views and I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Like how did I was just so impacted by it. So I don't know why I was like,
yeah.
Like that was just so cool.
Yeah.
Now it is time to transition into our queer moment in history, which, if you don't know what that is, it is a pivotal moment in our guests' queer history.
Yes.
That shaped who they are, or was their gay awakening, first queer experience. What you got?
Incredible. Okay, well, I always say Britannia from Glee, so I'm not going to say that one. I'm going to say something else.
No, that's so real. I watched an edit of them this morning.
God, but I love them. They're my everything. Okay, so I'm going to say another one.
Okay.
Kristen Stewart and The Runaways. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it. Well, but I love Kristen Stewart.
You gotta watch it. So The Runaways was this band, all-girl band.
Okay.
And Dakota Fanning's in the movie as well. And it's
okay.
Kristen Stewart playing Joan Jett and is just like has a little mullet and is like a little rock star. I watched that when I was 15 probably and was like, I want to be her. I want to be with her. I want all the things. I want to be a rock star like her. Yeah. I want to get with girls. Like her and Sherry Curry... Or Dakota Fanning plays Sherry Curry. They, like, have a makeout moment. And, like, yeah. I was like, that is very hot. And that was the moment for me, for sure.
What was, like, the moment you realized? Like,
the moment that, I realized.
Like, maybe not even realize, just, like, accepted it. You're like, I'm a gay person.
Oh, my gosh. Probably Glee. It was Glee. Because I saw two femme girls together, and I was like, oh, my God, wait.
I'm, like, just this past year, I feel like I even played into a lot of, like, gender stereotypes like I'm such a mask person which like my personality is very feminine but I present so masculine that like I need to date like a feminine person I broke through that barrier and was like okay I can be attracted to like different like mask people as well just because like it's so much about like personality and energy
I feel like it's funny I broke through a similar thing where like now I feel like I'm dating more mask people
really
like, yeah
you
I was
really
like only
like,
was dating femmes
feminines.
And now I'm like more
feminines
it's Why such a fluid experience right
it's
like,
so
your types change throughout time and that was my moment it's funny I literally can track it on I've journaled every single day since fifth grade up until like now pretty much and I have the exact page and it's like I think I'm gay period and it's like a picture of Naomi Lee from Skins and it's of like them holding hands and I printed it out and like glued it in my journal so
that is fantastic
yeah pretty incredible
oh my god
Wild.
This has been fantastic.
This has been so nice.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you answered my questions.
So happy to be here.
So who are you? Where can we find you? What exciting things do you have coming up? What do you want people to check out?
You can find me at Zolita everywhere. And I have an album coming out. I'm going to announce that soon. But yeah, an album coming out this year. I have a headlining tour this year. And that's what's happening.
That's what's happening. Yeah. All right, and I'm your host of Closet Talk, Maddie Westbrook. You can find me anywhere at Westbrook. And when I say anywhere, I mean everywhere except for OnlyFans. Sorry to disappoint. This episode and every episode that I make will be on my YouTube channel on Fridays at 12 p.m. PST. And thank you so much for being here and being queer, and I will see you next time. Toodles.
Yay!